Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, October 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now from the City of Wauchula government. Starting tomorrow, the city will begin flushing hydrants starting on the west side of the city and moving eastward until all hydrants have been flushed. This project is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. Work will be done during the city's business hours, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hydrant flushing plays an important role in their maintenance program and helps to assure proper operation in the event of an emergency. In addition, hydrant flushing can help improve water quality. Unfortunately, hydrant flushing can cause temporarily discolored water and possibly decreased water pressure. This may cause some temporary inconvenience, but it does not pose a health risk. They recommend to avoid washing laundry during periods of temporary discolored water. If you have any questions, feel free to contact customer service at 863-773-3131. Heading up north now into Winter Haven, there was an ammonia leak which shut down 7th Street Southwest. No information yet on if the road has reopened, but officials are asking motorists that take 7th Street to stay on Highway 17 to divert around the closures. Your local events, early registration is open for the 2021 Toys, Trains, and Candy Canes Christmas Parade. Entry fee right now is $35 for chamber members and $85 for non-members, but only until this Friday. Go ahead and register now to secure your spot at a discounted rate. To register, you can go to hardycc.com/Christmas-parade. That's hardycc.com/Christmas-parade. Halloween night from 5 to 8 p.m. in Pyatt Park is the second annual Trunk or Treat presented by the City of Bowling Green Parks and Recreation Committee. Come on out and join the fun. For questions, you can contact Chiquita Robinson at 863-448-2658 or call City Hall at 863-375-2255. If you want to win a classic car for only $25, here is your chance. Rest Haven Assisted Living Facility is raising money to renovate their 100-year-old building. The fundraiser is just the beginning of their renovation project, and they hope to raise at least $20,000 to get it underway. The car is a classic 1958 Pontiac Chieftain in great condition, and it's mostly original with all repairs done by a professional so that it will hold its value of around $20,000. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. For details, you can call 863-781-1961. Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Sarasota and take on the Booker Tornadoes in a district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30, and if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Lab 24 is looking for a mobile phlebotomist, a high school diploma or GED, and completion of a post-secondary education phlebotomy program are required. Wauchula Dental Corporation is looking for a lead dentist, and Fluent Cannabis Care is hiring for all positions. You must be at least 21 years of age and successfully pass a background check and drug screening. all of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 94. No chance of rain, mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 89. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds west-northwest at 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 17 miles per hour. The humidity extremely humid, 63%. Air quality is excellent. The dew point 72 degrees. Cloud cover is 26%. 10 miles of visibility and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight, chance of rain 40%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is offering grants to help wood products and energy companies support sustainable forest management practices to reduce wildfire risk. The USDA Forest Service is accepting applications for funding from 2022 Wood Innovation and Community Wood Grant programs. Some $13 million in funding will support ventures that use forest materials in wood energy production or wood product manufacturing. An annual report from Virginia Tech University shows agriculture is behind the pace to meet productivity needs for 2050. The 2021 Global Agricultural Productivity Report urges acceleration of productivity growth at all production scales to meet consumer needs and address human and environmental well-being. The USDA Economic Research Service's new methodology reveals productivity is not growing as fast as previously thought. Globally, total factor productivity grew by an average of 1.36% annually from 2010 to 2019, well below the target of 1.73%. Brazil's agriculture ministry announced it is partially halting beef production intended for China, claiming China is taking too long to lift their export ban. The suspension started on September 4th when Brazil confirmed 2 atypical cases of mad cow disease and followed existing trade protocols between Brazil and China. Brazilian beef accounts for 40% of China's imports.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The tropical storm season that has left fields and pastureland soggy throughout the Southeast this season is far from over. A dry period has helped farmers get out for harvest, but Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist, says there's some more wet weather on the way.
We are far from done with this 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. On paper, we still have almost a month and a half to go until the end of the season on November 30th. As we get very late into the season, we're less likely to see those long-track hurricanes that emerge from the African coast take 7 to 10 days to move their way across the Atlantic basin before finally recurving out to sea or hitting some landmass. What sometimes happens is tropical cyclones form on the tail of cold fronts. So cold fronts cross the United States, they drop down into the tropics, a little bit of spin develops, and tropical cyclones, tropical storms, hurricanes develop on the tail of those old cold fronts. We're likely to have at least a few more.
Meanwhile, NOAA's three-month outlook shows that they expect the climate pattern over the winter to be aligned with a building La Nina. That typically means the southern U.S. will be warmer and drier than usual. Because of the dry and warm conditions, NOAA is also expecting drought to develop in the Florida Peninsula. Drought is also expected to extend south into Georgia's coastal plain, where conditions are already dry.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Higher open this morning for Wall Street, with the Dow and the S&P already at record highs at the opening bell. UPS reporting a third quarter profit, $2.3 billion.
The Atlanta-based company said it had profit of $2.65 per share. Earnings, adjusted for non-recurring costs, were $2.71 per share. The results exceeded Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.52 per share.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Home prices jumped in August by a near record amount from a year earlier. Americans eager to buy a home drove up prices on a dwindling number of properties. The S&P, CoreLogic, Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index soared 19.7% in August compared with a year ago. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Saints handed the Seahawks their third straight home loss in a 13-10 battle in the rain last night. Rookie kicker Brian Johnson booted two field goals to help notch the win for New Orleans. On the ice, the Panthers keep the Coyotes winless. Frank Vetrano and Joe Thornton each scored their first goals of the season. Flames beat the Rangers 5-1. Blue Jackets over the Dallas Stars 4-1. Gregory Hoffman with his first NHL goal. Sabres beat the Lightning 5-1. Victor Olofsson scored two goals. Craig Anderson made 35 saves. Hurricanes 4-1 winners over the Maple Leafs. Capitals down the Senators 7-5. TJ Oshie picked up his fifth career hat trick. Alex Ovechkin extended his point streak to six games with his sixth and seventh goals. And the Blues remain undefeated in their first five games with a 2-0 shutout of the Kings. This is SRN Sports. The injury-riddled Broncos acquired inside linebacker Kenny Young from the Rams 4 days after they were gouged by third-string Browns running back Dearness Johnson. The teams also exchanged 2024 late-round draft picks with the Rams, receiving a sixth-round selection, Denver getting back a seventh-rounder. Sad news in the NFL. Carl Madsen, who worked as an NFL on-field umpire, then as a replay official, has died. Police officers found Madsen unconscious inside his SUV, stalled in a lane on Interstate 65 as he was on his way home after working the Kansas City-Tennessee game Sunday. Madsen joined the NFL officiating staff as an umpire in 1997, worked on the field through the 2008 season, and worked in replay starting in 2009. And Game 1 of the World Series tonight from Minute Maid Field in Houston, the Astros take on the Braves. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: allow me to share my secret for being an excellent guitar player. Stay tuned. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.